Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us as he does every Wednesday at this time, Mayor Grover Robinson, Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson. Grover, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. I'm still haven't found what I'm looking for either, so I'm looking on that song.
I understand that. I do understand that. Hey, just one quick thing. It's about COVID. I know we don't dwell on COVID so much anymore, but it's still pretty relevant. Our vaccination rates here locally in Escambia and Santa Rosa County are way behind. Like, we are way behind the state of Florida, and the state of Florida is significantly behind the national averages right now. Do you guys have anything in mind to do to try to improve the rate at which, because it's not a lack of doses, you know, what are you guys thinking about doing here?
Well, I will say this much: for a long time, we were given every dose we have.
I know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else is necessarily there one way or the other. I mean, for a long time, we were out some. You know, if you remember the first doses we got, we were much more successful, and then we.
Right.
We went a long stretch where we got very few doses, and then it picked back up. As far as I know, I mean, we had nearly 100,000 people by now vaccinated, and we're trying to get up to 176,000 by the end of May. That's a large chunk of the 18 and over. We continue to push it. I don't know one way or another what that's related to. I do know. I just got off Robert Hill's show on R&E talking about in the African American community. There has been a reluctancy to the vaccine. We've been out trying to push that and get people to understand what that is going forward. But you know, I don't have an idea as to why one way or the other. We've got vaccines. We've got plenty of spots. We're trying to encourage people to get in, and we've seen a lot of usage. So I don't know if it's a case of just finally getting to the, getting to the 18 age and bringing the age limit down or what we have, but it's certainly out there and we want to keep pushing it.
Very good. Yeah. And I don't know that you necessarily have exactly the power to make it do better. I just know that we are behind, even though we had been doing very well, as you said, you know, at the beginning, we are behind. And luckily our numbers are very, very good compared to the state of Florida. Weirdly, we're behind on vaccinations, but we're way ahead in terms of case density or the, you know, infected per 100,000 population. Hey, I do have a couple questions. Obviously, you know, I'm pretty passionate about the police chief search, and we've talked about this many, many times.
Yeah.
I did have a couple of questions just that come up recently. One of the things that you announced after the meeting, we got an email about this, was that you're going to do a search because our financial officer, Dick Barker, is going to be retiring. Is that right?
Correct. I meant to talk about that on Monday. Dick was there. I even looked at him a couple of times, and I totally forgot. I told Casey it's like the anchorman. She'll put it on the sheet. I kind of forget to read it.
I understand.
But Dick is leaving. He did make the announcement. We are out there. We have an internal search on that as well that we're looking at and trying to look and see where we go. So he is also retiring. So that was kind of Dick, I knew was going to retire sometime in the next 24 months. We knew that. I just didn't expect it to go. I was probably expecting to be there about another year. He and his wife, I think his wife, you know, been working through some things before on COVID, and so you know there's always, when you get through some of those things, you decide maybe I should relook at what I'm doing and take advantage of opportunities we have now. And so I think they decided to make that decision. I hate it for the city because Dick is an institution and we will miss him, but I'm happy for he and his wife, and they need to make the right call for them.
So I think the question that a lot of people, and I know myself, I also had, is if the search for a police chief necessitated a nationwide outside agency being hired to make sure we got the best candidate, why go for an internal only short search for the financial officer?
I think there was a significant development that happened between when we started the police chief and when we found out Dick's leaving. And I think that is much of my decision to not move forward. So I mean, there's as much opportunity to handle some things that could be there that will allow some flexibility for the next mayor to figure out what they want to do.
I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to be rude. I don't understand what you just said.
Well,
you're saying because
I think,
you're not going to be the mayor again?
Sense that, I think in the sense that I'm stepping away, the decision was made to give the individuals who are coming in the opportunity, if they want to stay in an interim position or be listed as the individual, so that within 2 years we'll have a new mayor. So I think that's the decision that was made, to go the internal search on the replacement for Dick. We weren't there at the time we had the replacement for the police chief when we started this process.
Okay, so you're saying that it would take too long to go through the search?
No. I think what we want to do is we want to give the individual who comes in case something happens and the mayor wants to go a different direction, that they can backfill and go back to where they were in the sense of being interim. If they wanted to.
Oh, so okay. So you're not you're only searching internally in order to find an interim. You're not actually doing a full position appointment.
Correct.
Okay. So I did not get that from the press release, and obviously we didn't have a chance to ask you follow-up questions on Monday.
Well, we could have talked about that a little bit more in depth.
Yeah.
But yeah, if we'd had question time, I would have been happy to do that and happy to answer that question.
So just to kind of button this up, so if you were running for re-election, you would have done a nationwide search in order to find a full-time department-level replacement?
Correct. I think we would have done an open search, an external search, and we'd have gone that direction. Absolutely. We've done that before every other time.
Okay.
So I think that was discussion when Keith and I had it, and there was some concern expressed about what happens with individuals as that goes forward. So I said, nah, that's not a problem. If you think it's the right thing to do to give people that opportunity, if they want to backfill into where they were before, something changes, I said, I have no problem with that.
The other thing I wanted to ask you, kind of related to the chief search, is I didn't think it was that big of a deal that this one candidate was from Minnesota. That, you know, I think that seems more of a bit of a red herring as opposed to an actual reason to be concerned about Booker Hodges. But you said something on Monday that he's not from Minneapolis. Is that what you said?
I said he's not associated with any of the jurisdictions that
have
had the problem.
Okay, because I didn't know this, and just kind of looking around at people's backgrounds, I guess he ran for the governor back in the day in like 2002, and he says his hometown is actually from Minneapolis. So, but you're just saying that he wasn't. Go ahead.
I said this the other day. I said he was not associated with the jurisdictions.
Okay.
I never said hometowns or anything else.
Okay. So in his law enforcement background, he wasn't involved in any of the jurisdictions that have been involved in these cases. That's what you were getting at.
Correct.
Very good. And again, to me, there's hundreds of good cops that are even in those jurisdictions. To me, none of that really matters. I think that's a bit of a red herring.
Hey, Andrew, you know how sensitive everything is today. If you say the wrong thing, if you come from the wrong stuff, I mean, I think it is important. I think it is something we have to evaluate and look at. I mean, these are things that will always be judged one way or another. And unfortunately, that's where we are today. And people have certain assessments of things based on, a lot of different things that colors the way they view things. So right now, it's certainly concerned to me, because the first thing I thought of was, I'm going to sit down on a Monday morning press conference, and that's going to be one of the first questions they ask. How could we pick somebody from that jurisdiction? You may not do it, but you don't always ask the same questions that Jeremy and Jim and John and everybody
true.
Else has. So
that's definitely true.
If y'all all ask the same question, it would be real easy.
I understand that. All right. Mr. Mayor, it is always a pleasure to have you on. We ran a little bit late. We didn't do a traffic break, so I need to get to that now. But it's, Mr. Mayor, always a pleasure to have you on the show. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week. And then, of course, we'll look forward to the city council meeting tomorrow night. Thanks for the time, sir.
Absolutely. You take care.
You
Thank
bet.
You.